It's time to go inside. Inside the stats. Inside the game. Inside the mind of Al Eschbach.
Hello!
Can anybody hear me?
It's Inside Sports on 98.1 FM, WWLS, the sports animal.
And we're back. Back here at the Lucky Star in Concho. Why'd you text me? Here we go.
Because you were talking about Expedia, and I had to get you on the air, man. That's
right,
the
you
job.
Think I was going to miss it?
Yes.
There was a good chance I could have.
Yes.
Yeah, there's a good chance I could have. Yeah. Thanks for having confidence in me. You know what's depressing?
Having to come back to work on Monday.
Yeah. No, only two more Saturdays off, dude.
Oh, my goodness. It's two?
Two.
Wow.
Tomorrow and then the next week, right? No, two more, three more. Tomorrow and then the next two, right?
Still, though.
Yeah, tomorrow, yeah. After tomorrow, just two more.
It's right here.
Yeah. It is, it's here. Now, I'm excited that it's here and excited what we're going to do on the Sports Animal. It's here. By the way, I got a doc for you to watch, Tony. I got so many stuff that you're not paying any attention to me.
A lot of YouTube stuff, though. I have a feeling.
This is on this. I'm going to HBO Max now. I'm watching on these documentaries I haven't seen.
Okay.
Muhammad Ali. It's What's My Name?
Oh, I think I've seen this.
Ooh, it's good.
I think I've
seen two-part one. It's really good. Ask you. I think I should change my name to Muhammad.
Where are
Muhammad
you?
Muhammad Eschbach. It's a ring to it, doesn't it?
That's what you're going to go with?
I think it's pretty cool. No, it's a great documentary. It is, and you go back when he, you know, they charge him with his. I could see me and his beliefs being there of the fighting and everything. I mean, here's the thing about Ali. And maybe we'll get people to talk about it. Because you have to be a little older, though. But I don't know if I've ever seen an athlete that was so hated that became so beloved. If somebody can else tell me, other people like Ali, think about this, Tony. We're in the 60s, right?
Yes.
Got a black man who talk. You think redneck America like that?
Absolutely not.
And then this guy refuses an induction in the military at the time of a war. You think they like that?
No.
Change his name. You think they like that?
Hated it.
Yeah. So, boy, talk about the good fortune that I had of interviewing Muhammad Ali.
I mean, that you've said that's the highlight, yeah. Right? That's like the one.
Yeah, it gets no bigger than that.
I don't
really
think so either.
Gets no bigger. And I told you, Tony, he's the only autograph I ever got in my life. It's a really, gosh, he could talk. I mean, oh, this dude was unbelievable. And boy, could he fight. Oh, watching the clips of him fighting and everything. Oh, it's a great documentary. I mean,
part features like his home that he had, that log cabin.
Is that what it does? Again, I'm going to watch it tonight.
Okay, I thought you'd seen the second part, but
I saw the first part. It's like an hour and something. I saw that last night, so I'll watch part two tonight. So, and I told you on HBO, the Jabbar one also. How about that? Watching two that changed their names. So, became Muslim. But fascinating. Fascinating people. It's fun to watch. And I watched one the other night on Babe Ruth, which was a great documentary. I tell you what. He could party now, man. You know what? And it's hard to picture this, But the roaring 20s must have been fun to live in, Tony.
You know, I think about that and Boardwalk Empire. You know how, like, every 5 seconds they're pouring whiskey up?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, that's a great one, because that was done in that period of in Atlantic City in the 20s. That's exactly right.
I mean, it was...
Now, you had to know how to dance. So I could have survived.
You could have made it, absolutely.
I could have made it, yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, the Roaring Twenties. What a great nickname. Find out who coined the term Roaring Twenties. What a great... And did they call it the Roaring Twenties during the 20s, or did they go into the 30s and say, well, the 30s sucked, and the 20s were roaring? You ever think of that?
They were just having a good time and didn't want to stop.
That's when Prohibition came in. Who had the idea? What was her name that she came in with Prohibition? What was her name? Somebody famous, wasn't it? She had there was some person, Tony.
Okay, so give me a hint here again. What was the...
Okay, the first question I got. Who coined the term Roaring Twenties?
Who gave the Roaring Twenties? It's a Harding during his presidential campaign, 1920. Many people believe that the 1920s marked a new era in the U.S. history, or in U.S. history. The decade often is referred to as the Roaring Twenties due to the supposedly new and less inhibited lifestyle that many people embrace.
So he did it in 1920?
1920.
So he said, how did he know it was going to be roaring?
Well, he dubbed it that. I don't know.
Wow. That is... Okay. And find out the lady who was against alcohol. Very simple name for a very simple person. For a very bad idea. A horrific idea, as a matter of fact. I bet you could have been a bootlegger.
Would have totally been a bootlegger.
Yeah, yeah. I can see you a bootlegger and a pimp. There's no doubt about it.
Francis Willard.
There you go.
Francis.
Francis, come on. Lighten up, Francis. What a bad idea it was. Now, what year did Prohibition start? You know, I say I would like to live in the 20s, the roar, but if you couldn't get a drink, I mean, I don't...
That would suck.
That would be horrible, yeah.
January 17th, 1920. Thanks, Harden. You dubs it.
He's calling it the Roaring Twenties, and then he doesn't let you get a drink?
No booze.
Are you nuts?
No booze sold here.
When did it end?
Gosh,
I probably would have moved to France then. You know what? I'd be out of this country.
I'd have been hanging out in the speakeasies. Let's see, December 5th, 1933.
What?
That's a long time.
So Roosevelt got rid of it.
The 21st Amendment was ratified.
Yes. That's one of the greatest amendments you've ever written.
I guarantee it.
Wow. It went that long?
13 years. That's awful.
My, and Harding called it the Roaring Twenties, and he doesn't let you get a drink?
Couldn't be farther from the truth. Thanks, Harding.
Wow.
That's a long time. Really?
Yeah, it is. Are you kidding me? That's probably the greatest thing FDR did. I know he's president for like 16 years. That's probably one of the greatest things he ever did. I didn't know that. What an accomplishment. That's what he should be remembered for. Wow. That is really some interesting stuff. Okay, let's get phone calls going. That is what we're doing. We are here at the Lucky Star in Concho, and let us go. Okay, lines are open. Let's get them filled. Let's talk, call, and we will talk. Again, another day closer to football. Oklahoma State, 19 days now. Oklahoma, 21 days from now. In 28 days, Alabama and Texas play. That'll be fun. So, how do you call it the Roaring Twenties when you had no alcohol, Tony?
It was a level of optimism. I don't know. Maybe that's what he was...
What do you mean it was a level of optimism?
the outlook. You know,
is that why Al Capone became a prisoner? Of course, he couldn't get a drink. You ever think of that?
I mean, he was running booze.
Yeah. Wow. So let me ask you, before I go to phones, that means there were no breweries, right?
They were all underground. You've seen
Boardwalk. They were making homemade stuff then?
Had to have. Bathtub gin and all this, I'm sure.
Wine? Well, you're getting wine from other countries. Wow.
Horrible time.
Terrible time. I mean, are you kidding me? Let's go to Eric. Eric, you're up. I'm depressed. Go ahead.
Al, I think the lady you're thinking of is Kerry Nation.
That's it. That's the one. Kerry Nation. That's exactly right. Yeah.
You go in with the hatchets and break all the booze bottles.
Oh, I see her here. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Kerry Nation is the one that I was
looking at.
Yeah.
A picture on Google.
She's got the hatchet.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she was out of control.
Totally.
Yeah.
I'm really glad it's 2022 and not.
Yeah, can you imagine living in that age? Are you kidding me?
Not at all.
Wow. Thanks, Eric. Yeah.
Kerry Nation. she looks hardcore, too.
Oh, she was hardcore. Imagine being married to her.
No. I don't.
Let's get her personal life. By the way, I'll get a text from Blaine. Jaguar fans are booing the hell out of Deshaun Watson, the Browns preseason game right now. Ah! Okay, give me some stuff, a personal life on Kerry Nation.
Nation is noted for attacking alcohol-serving establishments, most often taverns, with a hatchet. Nation was also concerned with tight-fitting clothing for women. She refused to wear a corset and urged women not to wear them because of their harmful effects on vital organs.
Get out of here! I mean, woman, are you nuts?
She described herself as a bulldog running along at the
feet. She looked like a bulldog, too.
Quote-unquote, a bulldog running along at the feet of Jesus, barking at what he doesn't like, and claimed a divine ordination to promote temperance by destroying bars, Kerry Nation.
So, was she married?
First marriage. All right, second. She's got a second marriage, and I think that's it. All right, Caroline Amelia Moore was born in Girard County, Kentucky, to George and Mary. In 1865, Moore met Charles Gloyd, a young physician who had fought for the Union, who was a severe alcoholic.
Oh!
That ruined it. Gloyd,
he couldn't convince her to drink?
Couldn't hold it in here.
What a failure.
Gloyd taught school near the Moore's farm while deciding where to establish medical practice. Gloyd died of alcoholism in 1869. I bet it emboldened her cause.
1869?
Yes. You got to think here. She was born in 1846.
So when was she destroying bars?
Had to have been near her death. She died in 1911.
Wow. Wow, isn't that something?
So, if you do the math here, she didn't make it to see Prohibition.
She didn't. No. Wow. Also, so, I wonder how many big breweries there were before Prohibition. If there were big breweries, Tony, there had to be, right?
Had to be. I mean, beer's been around forever.
I mean, see when Anheuser-Busch was established.
Let me look up before Prohibition. Let me see if it pulls anything up here.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Lots of diversity. According to Maureen Ogle, the 1,300 brewers operating in 1915... No more.
Is she related to the Ogles here of Oklahoma?
Yes. Had to have been.
Yes. Go ahead.
No more than 100 survived Prohibition out of 1,300. It's worth noting, though, that in the 1870s, there were 4,000 breweries.
Oh, what a great country to live in.
They were just everywhere.
And then so they all got shut down?
Yes. 100 survived Prohibition. 100.
How did they survive? When you couldn't...
Went underground.
Speakeasies. They went underground. Okay, I see what you're saying.
Here did Anheuser-Busch...
Wow. That is unbelievable. Kelly Nation, yeah, she just had some problems. We're going to go back here at the Lucky Star. Check it out. Come on out here. Every night, they got something different. You can win a ton of money out here. Going to be telling you all about it. Saturday's big time out here. So come on out. Check it out at the Lucky Star in Concho. 98.1 FM to the Sports Animal.
We're still live in local Oklahoma. More of Al Eschbach.
Call and we'll talk.
Is next. 98.1 FM. WWLS, the Sports Animal, is on everywhere, anywhere, and anytime. Listen on thesportsanimal.com. Tell Alexa and Google to play WWLS, the Sports Animal. And listen on iHeartRadio, TuneIn, and Odyssey apps. And, of course, we're always on the radio dial at 98.1 FM and 930 AM. The Sports Animal, streaming to wherever you are. Driven by Valvoline. Instant oil change. Quick. Easy. Trusted.
Hey, Google, play the Sports Animal.
Live racing returns to Remington Park with the start of the thoroughbred season on Friday, August 19th. Watch, wager, and win on Remington Park Racing, then play in the casino that never closes. Parking and admission are always free at Remington Park. Win on Remington Park Racing, then play in the casino that never closes. Parking and admission are always free at Remington Park.
The Sports Animal Studios, powered by the OKC Thunder. Create your perfect lineup. Build your custom Thunder ticket membership plan for the 2022-23 season today. Visit OKCThunder.com/start now.
Well, I'm running down the road trying to loosen my load. I got 7 women.
See, I thought you'd like that song. It's a great line. I got 7 women on my mind. 4 that wanna what own me, 2 that wanna stone me, 1 that wants to be a friend of mine.
I mean, it's eloquent. It has some.
It's a great line.
It is, but
sitting there on the corner in Winslow, Arizona. I mean, that's a great line. How could you just like that song?
I just don't like the Eagles, man. I'm sorry.
Every song they've made, you don't like.
I'm just not a fan. I there's something about it. I don't like it.
You think of going to a psychiatrist and talking about this massive problem you have?
That and amongst other problems, yes, I have.
My goodness, not quite as much as your neighbors.
Yes.
That one you don't know could have been kidnapped, the lady.
Well, believe it or not, I did see her trash cans out, so somebody's got to be moving the trash cans in around. So.
Okay. Go through the trash, see what's in it.
Go through the trash. I should have, I guess, but no.
Like Barry Switch out recruiting, goes to the trash cans to see what beer cans are in there. And with Frank Blevins down in Texas, or Kyler recruiting kid, then he goes into the house and the dad goes, Barry, would you like a beer? And he goes, only if you have Pearl beer. Because he found Pearl beer cans in the garbage. You ever had Pearl?
Maybe once or twice.
Jesus. I think I've had every beer in the world. I mean, it was trash. There was some beer when I came to college. What the hell was it? It's a Texas beer.
Lone Star?
Wasn't Lone Star, but Jax something? Jax, was there a Jax? It's going to drive me nuts, Tony.
It's a Texas beer?
It was a Texas beer. I don't even know if they're making it anymore.
Let me see here. Velvet Hammer? Velvet Hammer? What a name.
No. No. I think it was the Jax Brewery. See what the Jax Brewery made. And I may be off my rocker right now.
Jax Brewery.
Okay. What did they make?
In Texas, is it still
right.
open?
I don't know. I don't care if it's still open. I just want to know what beer they made.
Well, it helps me find information about it if I know it's
okay. Struggling with it?
Jax, J-A-X. Yes?
Yeah. Yeah. Jax Brewery. Is it in that? It? Or?
They're from Jacksonville, though. That's the thing with this one. Jax Brewing.
Jacksonville, Florida?
Jacksonville Brewing Company.
Okay, what'd they make? Just see what beers they made.
I don't see anything.
Falstaff. It's Falstaff. You made Falstaff beer.
Falstaff.
Just came to my head. What a terrible beer that was.
Look at the logo. That's great. St. Louis, Missouri.
Okay.
1838 by Limp Brewery of St. Louis. That's where it started.
Okay. That's where you should have ended, too.
The rights to the brand are currently owned by Pabst Brewing Company.
Okay. Pabst Brewing Company. Wow. Still, one of the greatest lines ever in a beer commercial. Two great lines. Miller High Life, the champagne of bottled beers, which I thought it's a great. And then Schlitz, the beer that made Milwaukee. Huh?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Okay, you got some text. Let's go see what we got people wanting to know right now.
This is from, earlier. I think you and Barry and Matt were talking about Blue Blood programs. Blue Blood programs, who will always get the benefit of the doubt from the public, warranted or not, have no incentive to schedule tough non-conference games. Everything to lose and nothing to gain for them.
I agree. I know Barry Trammell disagrees, but I'm they're going to get the benefit. There's no doubt they're going to get the benefit out. If I'm Oklahoma and playing 10 SEC games, I don't want to play Michigan as one of my. First of all, Tony, you have to have to get ready for the SEC. I would think you'd have. Well, they may start the conference season at first game of the season, but you want to have a breather open up to know about your team, right?
I would think so. Get further down the road and have a mess up 10 games in. It's detrimental to the end of the season. What happens then, you know.
And then for fans, hey, if you're playing 10 SEC, that should, you know, that's why I don't want. If you play 9 conference games, then you're more apt to play in Michigan, right? Then
yes.
You will.
This is why you don't want Bedlam to go on, right?
Yeah, Bedlam ain't happening. Bedlam's finished after whenever. Yeah, I mean, but now if you're 9, you're more apt to play a Michigan. So I'd rather see that. See, you know, then I don't like a 10. I don't like the thought of a 10-game conference season at all. Got anything else there that's gonna make me interested?
Let's see, anything. No. Let me go back up here. Oh, I told you that one earlier. How was Blaine watching the Cleveland game? Would love to hear the crowd reaction to Watson.
Yeah, Blaine, if you're out there listening, can you please tell us how you were watching the Jacksonville-Cleveland game right now?
This is a good one.
I wonder if NFL TV, I mean, they do every exhibition game, right? I don't know.
I'm sure you could pay for that. At some level, right?
I'm sure somehow you can pay for it. That's exactly right.
This one out of the 405 right now, Big Al is always off his rocker.
I will not argue with that. Let me ask you, is that politically incorrect now to say you're off your rocker?
In what way would you feel it is? I don't see anything.
Okay, wouldn't the term be maybe mentally challenged?
Maybe.
Is off your rocker the same as mentally challenged?
I'm just thinking like
in the roaring 20s, they said you were off your rocker. Now, here in 2022. We're over 100 years after Prohibition. You think about that?
Yeah.
102 years since the Roaring Twenties started. Wow.
But think about this. The Anheuser-Busch company started in 1857.
Okay, what happened during Prohibition with it?
Let's see. For the love of lager. Let's see. I'm sorry here. Anheuser-Busch Prohibition. As demands for the prohibition of alcohol in the United States grew, Anheuser-Busch began producing non-alcoholic and low-alcoholic beverages.
Oh, get out of here with that crap.
Yeah, known as near beer, the most successful.
Oh, I've heard of that before. Yeah, that's they still sell near beer in stores.
The most successful of these was Bevo, a malt beverage introduced in 1908.
Oh, my God. Brewed out of Austin. Bevo? B-E-V-O?
Just like we know it. Bevo, yes.
Okay, I got some from Blaine before we go to phones. Watching it on YouTube TV, changed my location to Jacksonville in the app. It is also, get this, NFL Plus. You can pay for it on that app. You gotta love it, huh?
That's pretty good.
It's pretty good. Let's go to Derek. What's happening, Derek?
Well, I got to tell you the news, man. I guess, you know, yesterday was Denver's last training camp day, and, you know, they hosted Dallas. You might have already heard about this, but Nick Benito had his best day at camp. He was credited for 4 sacks yesterday.
Oh, that is unbelievable.
Yeah, he had 2 against the starters and 2 against the backups. So he was on fire.
Wow. What a great draft pick was.
Oh, yeah, getting him at the 64th pick. And I guess Denver's defense was dominating Dallas's offense, and Dallas didn't take it too well, and they were getting into a lot of skirmishes.
Well, and I guess Benito was quoted. Somebody told me he was quoted as saying it was much too complicated at OU defensively. Here you just go, you line up, you go get the quarterback. I mean,
wow. Yeah, I heard Russell Wilson lit up Dallas's defense. I mean, just all around, Denver dominated Dallas. I mean, it kind of like they did them in Dallas last year.
Hold the brakes. Exhibition games mean nothing. Okay, they mean nothing.
Well, that's true. I mean, there's no doubt about it. But I mean, it's still practice, and they dominated them. I mean, don't be surprised if you see some of that tomorrow.
Yeah, so. Well, I mean, I remember a couple of years Dallas didn't win back when Jimmy Johnson said they didn't win one exhibition game, and they won the Super Bowl. So I'm not, it's nice, but you know, exhibition games. For the most part, I like to see rookies, though. I think exhibition. We know what Watson's going to do, all right? In Jacksonville, we know what's going to happen with Russell Wilson. We know he's really, really special, and they're going to be good. So, but I want to see the news. I want to hear is like what rookies do, and that's important. Like when you hear what Benito did, I think that's what exhibition games are, because that's going to define how much playing time he's going to get, I would imagine. And I told you on vacation, I read an early from somebody in Denver said that he was a sensation in camp.
Oh, yeah, he's had a great camp. I mean, he's definitely been one of the guys to watch for. I mean, they've had a lot of
players. Now, what about that young guy you told us about last night?
Yeah, he's killing it. I mean, my prediction is he'll get a touchdown, and I think Benito will at least get a sack, at least 1 sack, maybe 2 tomorrow. So
okay, I will watch it.
Like I said, Montreal,
I'm gonna watch it.
Montreal, Washington. He will score tomorrow. You'll see.
Okay, I will watch it. I will definitely. What time's that game, Derek?
8 o'clock.
Okay. I will. What do you think of Watson getting booed by the Jacksonville fans?
Well, he's going to get a lot of boos if he actually plays in the regular season, but I hope he doesn't get any boos. I hope he's, like, not going to play at all.
I got to think Goodell's not going to let him play this year. Got to think that.
Yeah, he doesn't deserve to play.
No, I'm totally with you, Derek. Well, yeah, I'm excited. Montrell Washington, that's the dude you want me to watch, huh?
I'm telling you, you're going to hear his name.
Okay.
I'm excited for him. He was a fifth-round pick. So,
where do you go to college at?
The small school is Samford, Samford.
Alabama? In Alabama? Oh, Florida. Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's in Florida. Yeah, I've heard it. Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
Yeah, him and Benito have gotten a lot of buzz in camp. So those two guys I've heard a lot about. So obviously Jerry Jeudy from Alabama, you know, the Denver drafted him in the first pick of several years ago. I heard he's having a crazy camp.
Okay.
So I can't wait, man. I mean, it's football. I mean, I know it's preseason. I'm not going to get overly excited about it, but anytime, you know, my team can whoop up on Dallas, I'm going to enjoy it.
So okay. this doesn't happen very often where I can connect the text line with the caller here. It says, Derek, it was practice, bud. It wasn't even an exhibition game. So at least you know that, Derek, right?
Well, yeah, of course. My brother actually was at the – my brother – I'm jealous of my brother. My brother was actually at that camp yesterday. So I was actually kind of jealous. I've never been to a Broncos training camp practice. My brother got to go yesterday, so I was kind of jealous. I've never gone to a camp before, so he said there was 7,000 people there. So that's a lot of people for a practice game.
Okay, we'll look tomorrow. See you, Derek. See ya. So Derek getting attention on our text line?
Yes, there are a few callers that get attention. We just don't ever get to read them out. I had to throw it up.
Let's go to Thunder Man. What's up, TM?
Doing pretty good, Al. Enjoying these last days of summer before football. How about you?
I know. I'm going to save them. Try to save them. You know, I really am.
Well, hopefully your time in Thailand did you good. I know that probably helped
Trust
keep your
me,
mind off.
Trust me, it did me a wonders, okay?
Good. Well, Derek reminded me, I try not to read too much into the preseason, but late great uncle John Bernardi, he went to school at Troy State back in the mid 60s, I believe, and played defensive end. Got really bad knees, so he didn't ever make it to the league or anything. But I got a soft spot for guys that are trying to get a job, so that's my excuse for watching preseason. But
I'll try to watch him, rookie, but I will not pay that much attention.
Trust me, I'm not going to bet on it. I'm not trying to find any edges. I might just turn it on, have it be white noise, and then if I hear somebody made a big play, I'll tune back in and see what's going on.
Just got to blame Isaiah Thomas just made a 6-yard loss. Yeah.
Well, that's our guy, though. We got to root for our Sooners, so. Yeah.
Okay.
But, I wanted to ask you, I was thinking about it the other night, you know, the whole LeBron versus Michael conversation, are we really having the same conversation if LeBron was quieter or if he wore, like, number 19 or 67? If he just, like, disassociated himself from the conversation, do you think it would be a different conversation?
I don't understand what you're trying to get at. What are you trying to get at?
Well, you know how, like, he said he was the GOAT after he won the title against the Warriors with the Cavs.
Yeah.
And, again, how he wore number 23 coming out of high school and college, like, or coming out of high school into the league. Everybody was saying he's the second coming of Jordan. I can't help but wonder if he had identified himself with his own number. If we're just completely separating him for Jordan. Because I like them both. I like to look at them for what they're worth, and... You know, to me, you're not going to get a better athlete than LeBron, but you're not going to get somebody that's mentally stronger than Michael.
Yeah, and here's what I said, and Jim and I talked about this, you know, a couple of years ago. I think it might have been a year ago, or when The Last Dance came out. And I think people, you get caught up in LeBron and everything, but then you start watching Michael and you go, now let's hold the brakes on this LeBron talk being better, okay?
Right. Again, the mental fortitude. It says
and then
so
the
much
mental
more
fortitude
to the people that
is,
know.
I totally agree. And stay there, whatever. I mean, no, it's Michael's the greatest, okay?
I agree. Well, thank you, Al. Have a good rest of your day. See ya.
Take care. See ya. Trust me, I'm going to have a good rest of the day. We're here at the Lucky Star. Come on out, check it out. All kind of things going on. People win a lot of money. Having a lot of fun, too. We're going to get back, take more of your highly intelligent phone calls. 98.1 FM, Devil of the Sports Animal.
Stay with us.
What was your question, Tony?
We're live.
There's nothing like the smell of grandma's cooking, especially when it's coming from your new kitchen in your new home. When you're ready, Rocket Mortgage can help with loan options to fit your needs, some with as little as 3% down to help you get into your new home and kitchen. Then you can let grandma break it in. So when it's time to buy that house and make it home, Rocket can. For more information, call 888-900-0409 or visit rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 33.
The Done.
Most everybody here on the radio station talking about the upcoming college football season will know this. We will have complete coverage on this radio station, just like we always have. Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, Tulsa, conference moves, rankings, NIL deals, coaching moves, push to the playoffs. Fall means football, and you can get ready with 98.1 FM WWLS in Oklahoma City.
Trouble?
Oh yeah, my goodness, my parents would be waiting for me. Straight up.
You know what's so crazy, and this is just because my dad, a lot, you know, he'd work all night. So my mom was went to bed early, so I pretty much had the run of things.
Until he came home, did he ever catch you?
They trusted me so much. There basically weren't a lot of rules for me.
Boy, you were.
How about that?
You were lucky. Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I was. But I also, through high school, I mean, I didn't get a little crazy until probably my junior year in high school. So this sounds stupid, but I was doing all the right things anyway. So there need not to be. Now, after, you know, last couple years of high school, and then when I went away to college, of course, they were clues to what I was doing.
I think those 3 years, the junior, senior, and then that year after high school, those were nuts. I party hard, yeah. Al.
I think those are, and then you and I also we were late getting married.
Yes.
So, we had, and then I was obviously, when you go away to college when you're 18 years old, there aren't a lot of rules anymore. And there even weren't when I was in high school. Because I told you, I mean, I was going so far away to high school. Like, a lot of times, just in my senior high school, I'd spend a lot of time over my buddy's house. Or I told you a story. His family owned a funeral home, and sometimes he was guarding the funeral home. So we'd be staying upstairs in the funeral home partying.
It is so weird.
My parents had no clue what I was doing. To make it a short story, from my junior year in high school when I start going crazy and going really crazy in college, my parents had zero, and I do mean zero, clue of what I was. They never found out. They got put on probation for painting a B at a bass house. They never found that I got fired as basketball manager. They never found that I got fired from two sorority houses at OU. The fake ID. They never saw me. Found out that I got in any bit of trouble. Think about that.
What do you think they would have said if they'd have found out you didn't graduate? And they had planned all that stuff, and they found out.
That would have been disheartening.
Yeah.
I think that the things that they did find out, and it's kind of funny. I look back, and I never got in trouble for it for some reason. And it was just the way I was brought up. And I think one of the reasons is, Tony, I was the youngest. My sister, who I loved, she got pregnant at 16. She was always in all kind of trouble. So I was obviously the angel of the two. And You know, in elementary school, I got incredible grades, and high school. Now, even though I look back, well, when I got suspended from high school, my dad had come in to get me reinstated. When I forged the priest's name, they found out about that. Then my sophomore year, I got suspended because my grades were bad. Not suspended. I got a warning that I could get flunked out of school, out of the prep school. So those are the only two occasions I remember in my life where they knew something was bad going on. But I didn't get punished. You would think by forging a priest's name, that would be a punishable offense. But
I think about you driving through the motorcycle shop. Are you kidding me? I'd have been locked away for months.
But now think about this. A judge and jury. I was not even given a ticket.
How does that happen?
Because a tire blew on the car.
And you were like, yep, that's it. The tire must have blew.
No, it wasn't. They proved the tire blew.
But it for real, that's what happened?
Yeah, that's why. Yeah, that's that. And that's how I gathered the reason I didn't get a ticket. But in this day and age, I would have been in jail because I had a lot to drink.
Oh, yeah, you would have been.
Yeah. So, but yeah, think of that. So, you know, okay, if you're growing up and you went through a motorcycle shop and they say, and they were for real, a tire blew, what would have been the reaction of course, they would have taken alcohol level tests. And what would have been the reaction? They were just happy I was alive, Tony.
I mean, there would have been that for about 10 minutes. And then we would
but
have
if a tire blew and it wasn't your fault.
I think I'd hope they would have sided with me and the idea that the tire blew and the cops didn't give a ticket. We were lucky. Right?
Real lucky. Real lucky.
I'd say.
But think of it. I'm going through a motorcycle shop, cross the divide of a highway, a big highway in New Jersey, into the motorcycle at the end of it, into a tree. How did I survive it?
Exactly. My sentiments exactly. You're lucky you did.
The way and the driver's spring was the only part of the car that was not demolished.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I'm not going to be talking. You're lucky you met me, Tony.
Right, right.
Yeah. We're going to go back one more hour at the Lucky Star. Come on out, check it out, have some fun, win some money. Big time place. You got things going on every night, different night of the week. 98.1 FM, to the Sports Animal.
Stay with us.
Isn't that unbelievable?
I think so.
Place. You got things going on every night, different night of the week. 98.1 FM, to the Sports Animal.
Stay with us.
Isn't that unbelievable?
I think so.
Al's live and local until 8. In just 20 days, college football begins in Oklahoma. Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, and Tulsa. We cover it all. WWLS, the Sports Animal. WWLS-FM, The Village, Oklahoma City. Your home of the Oklahoma City Thunder. The Sports Animal. A Cumulus Media Station.
Star, some country I'm telling you about. You like when he says, I can't get no girl reaction?
That's a good line.
I'm on a losing streak.
It's brilliant.
It is brilliant. It's so amazing how their lyrics were so much different than the Beatles.
Way more grittier.
Yeah, yeah, right, yeah. They're after. They're going, well, the Beatles, at that era, while Satisfaction's coming out, they're singing about love.
They're definitely not singing from the point of view of Lucifer in any of their songs.
No, and they're not singing about Mother's Little Helper.
Right.
I mean, get off my cloud. It is, and think, they, that's basically, they're the same time frame.
It's the polar opposites. Both
polar, that is a great way of putting it. They were definitely polar opposites, a really good way of putting it. Let's get the phones out. We've got a couple of open lines. Let's call. Let's talk. Here at the Lucky Star in Concho. Those Welch's fruit snaps are really tasty. I never tasted one before.
But you're going to have to get you a box of them.
Yeah, it's in a bag. So you get them in a box?
They come in a box, probably 14, 15 of those little bags in the box.
Oh, really?
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good. Yeah. So you say there's not enough of them?
There's not. I really wish they combined like two bags into one, maybe.
There was a Larry David episode. It's so funny with David Spade, his man. David Spade's father made this snack, and it was raisins and cashews. And Larry David goes, "How cool raisins? Yeah, you only have like two cashews in here." And he gets Larry David makes a big deal of, because they call it raisins and cashews, and he said, "Not enough cashews in this thing."
That sounds typical Larry David.
Yeah, typical Larry David is like. So they're about now, and they're all going to be all different flavors.
Yeah, I think they even do like a tropical blend. There's a fruit punch blend. Yeah.
What do you recommend?
Either or.
When you get the box, were there 14 different types?
No, just that like one type in there, but it's, you can get them all fruit punch or all tropical or whatever.
Okay, these ones that I had were all red.
Yeah, that has to be the fruit punch. They were like a blue bag?
Red bag.
Yeah, I don't know. They, different kind.
What is this, Josh? What is this? Which one is this? It's fruit snacks. It's an orange bag. Oh, berries and cherries.
There it is.
Special. There we go. Berries and cherries. That sounds like the winner, man.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Triple E is going to love them. And Miles, they'll love it, man.
If they can get their own, you might eat them all up before they get there.
Now, I'm going to tell them they got to eat their pasta first Sunday before they can eat these.
Right, right, yeah.
Right?
That's being the responsible grandfather.
Yes. Berries and cherries, huh? I tell you what, Triple E loves cherries.
They're so good.
They are. Are they in season now or what?
Well, I paid $10 a bag the other day for some of the yellow and red cherries. Ow. Yes. They're very good.
Okay, I'm going to go. Tomorrow I'll see if there are. Remember, I told you I paid $17 before I went on vacation.
Ooh.
A bag of cherries.
I was a punch in the face when I saw the tin pop up, but I was like, whatever. Cherries are only here once a year.
And they were yellow cherries?
They're like yellowish red, almost pinkish. They're sweet. Oh, they're so good.
Okay, that's on my shopping list. I go on Saturday, so I will do it. Let's get a phone. Let's get a Bugman. What's happening, Bugman? Haven't heard from you in a long time. Hello? Is the Bugman still there, or did he get exterminated, Tony?
You hear something? He's not.
Bugman, go ahead.
No, he's still not ready.
Bugman, you got to be ready. He called in before. I thought he might have got exterminated. I mean, what bug bothers you the most?
Roaches.
Wow.
Can't handle it.
Yeah, I mean, I've never seen a lot of them, Tony.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. Not that I have, but I've seen some situations.
The ones that bother me, flies.
Oh, those are brutal, too.
Are really spiders. Are a pain in the butt.
Tarantulas, man.
Oh, yeah. They're just... Flies are annoying, like spiders are nasty, right? And roaches are nasty. Now, let me ask you, why do they call them cockroaches?
I'd have to refer to people also ask on Google.
Yeah, so go ahead and find out. I want to know why that you call them cockroaches. Right?
The name
we
cockroach.
Got Bugman back?
He is. Here, let me give you this. The name cockroach comes from the Spanish term cucaracha, which derives from the Latin blata, an insect that shines the light.
Really?
I guess because of the sheen on their wings.
Okay. Really? So you just call them roaches, you call them cockroaches?
Either or. I kind of like the cucaracha thing.
Okay. I kind of like that, too.
Yep.
That's pretty good. Okay. Let's try Bugman again. Bugman, okay. What's happening?
Man, I don't know what's happening. It's the first time I've been cut off by you before, but that's the first time when I didn't even say a word, I got cut off.
Congratulations, man.
Yes. Hey, I love that music. That's my time period. And, hey, I'm sorry I didn't say what everybody else says to you when they first talk to you. They want to know how you are. Well, if they don't know how you are by now, you know, why?
My tie. Yeah.
Don't you get tired of that?
Nah, yeah. I don't get tired of anything. Go ahead.
I know your trip was to Thailand, unlike some other guy yesterday said Puerto Rico or somewhere. But I've got a story about Thailand myself.
Tell me, please. I love to hear all stories about Thailand. Go ahead.
Great. Hey, what do you think about somebody who was offered a plane trip to Thailand and back, all paid for, and for 2 weeks? The 2 weeks wasn't paid for, but the plane trip was, and I had to turn them down. I've never been to Thailand, but I was offered it.
I'd say that's a very sad situation. I mean, is what I would say. I'd want to cry.
Okay. Here's the deal. It was 1969.
Okay.
I was in a foxhole. A foxhole in Vietnam.
R&R. You're talking about R&R. You could have gone R&R there.
R&R. You're right. You know what it is.
Yeah, I know exactly what, because I had friends that were in the service then, and some went to Australia for the R&R.
Yes.
What were the choices, Bugman? Thailand, Australia, what else was there?
Well, all the single guys went to Australia, went to Thailand. Okay, the married guys, they went to Hawaii.
Okay. That's why I didn't know anybody married then. So all my friends were going to Australia or Thailand.
Yeah. You could go to Australia and they treat you real good there, but Thailand was the best, the hottest spot. And I wanted to go there so bad. This is what happened. I was married at the time. I went to Hawaii for 2 weeks. Now, they give you a place to stay. You got to pay for everything there on R&R. But they give you a place to stay. You can stay at the military base. You could wherever you want to stay. But it's up to you to pay for that. Everything, the trip and everything. Of course, the trip. And they're going to give you a way back, okay, because you better be back. You better come back.
Let me ask you, were there many that didn't come back?
Yes. They had MPs. That's all they did was fly to these places. And they had MPs in Thailand all over the place, and that's what they did. They searched for these guys that didn't return.
I can't imagine, first of all, going from a foxhole, which you did, which was unbelievable, great, and these single guys, and you go to Hawaii, Thailand, Australia, the last thing you want to do is going back to Vietnam.
Right. At the end of 2 weeks,
wow,
you got on the plane, and you headed right back. You took your civilian clothes off, your jeans and whatever you got, and you get your military stuff on, and you go right back where you were. Okay.
That would be the most depressing thing in the world.
Yes.
I'm depressed coming back. I can't imagine how you people did it then. I mean, that'd be...
Here's what's even worse. What happened to me?
And you left that your wife to your marriage, so you're leaving somebody you really love also. Go ahead. Bugman, you have
choices
to call in.
You have.
Good.
You're
going
to go to Hawaii. Okay? You have no choice. Okay. I went to Hawaii my 2 weeks. I come back, and I'm depressed. I'm sitting in a foxhole. Well, sandbags all around me, okay?
Yeah.
And we're all sitting there, and it's hot. And the first sergeant comes around and starts asking everybody, who wants to go to Thailand? And I just got back that day, and they said one of the guys had it scheduled. He can't go. He can't go for some reason, and whoever wants to go can go. I had no money. I'd already spent my money. I had no money, so I couldn't go.
Oh, my. And, so you could have had 4 weeks of R&R.
I had turned it down. Yeah, I could have had another two right after.
Oh, yeah, my goodness.
Right. Yeah, I know. But
I hate to tell you, you probably would have got divorced if he went, but that's another story.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, and I guess it hasn't changed any because...
No, it hasn't.
I can picture sitting on you're out on the beach, and you probably got a Saigon. We call them Saigon teas. A Saigon.
What are they? What are they? Saigon what?
It's a Saigon tea. TEA. That's what they called it.
T-E-A,
it's just it's a little bit of everything, but you got one of those in one hand, and what do you got in your other hand?
What
do you got in your other hand?
A friend.
Yeah, nice looking. Hey, I know where you went there. These Thailand gals, they're beautiful.
It's a fun place, okay?
They bring you your drink.
Great people, yeah, absolutely.
Next to you, but you're sitting there on the beach. What's in your other hand? What do you do with the other hand?
Swim?
You got a drink in one hand. What do you do with the other hand?
Well, no, you tell me what.
You're reading a good book, I bet.
I bet, too, yeah. By then, you'd try to be listening to music on some kind of... I don't know what... But what? How did you listen to music with... I'm trying to think back in the late 60s, early 70s, what we were listening to music on, Tony. What would it have been?
Transistor radio? But
were they around in that time frame? Probably, yeah. I'd say probably a transistor radio, yeah.
Well, a lot of had some type of like a headphone deal, and they had some 8-tracks or something. Had 8-tracks.
Wow! Yeah. Now I remember. That's kind of funny you said it, because none of my friends were married, so they were going to. Most of my friends wound up going to Australia.
Yep.
But I don't think a lot of people knew about Thailand at that time, and I think
all the army guys knew about Thailand.
But let me ask you this, because I'm ignorant on this. I've been to Vietnam, and Thailand is a lot like Vietnam. So it may be one of the reasons why some went to Australia, because they didn't want to go to a place like Vietnam. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Because you go there, you're thinking almost like going back home.
Yeah, exactly.
And the people treat you really well, and they would even take you in into their house. And you could stay there, you know. And there was a lot of military from there over in Vietnam also.
I will say, if you're going to Australia, if you're going there, it's wintertime in the summertime. So... It can get a little cool in Australia, but I'm probably sure when you're in Vietnam, when it's so hot, probably you want to get away from a lot of hot weather, too.
That's true, too. Yeah. But anyway, when you're talking about it, I just said that I remembered that.
That's a great story, man. I appreciate calling. That's a great story you told. I really appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Take care. Good stuff there, Tony, huh?
It's first down to counts right there.
Yeah.
I don't really get to hear that.
But can you imagine, Tony, you're there in this war, and you're serving your country, and you're in a foxhole, and then you go to paradise for 2 weeks. Then you got to go back and fight in a war.
Boy, that's the hardest party I'm doing for 2 weeks straight.
I can't imagine how many did not go back. I wonder what the percentage was of people that left on R&R and didn't go back.
Went AWOL?
And went AWOL.
I bet a bunch, like you said, a bunch. I bet a bunch.
Oh, the mindset had to be, you had to be the strongest person in the world of doing that. And I've been to all three places, and my goodness. I get depressed now leaving Thailand. When I went to Hawaii the first few times, it was as depressing as it could be leaving. So, Hawaii, I mean, that is good stuff, interesting stuff. Okay, we're here at the Lucky Star. Come on out, check it out, win some money. Two massive game rooms out here. Great food at the Rez Restaurant and Bar. And come on out, have some fun, win some money. Something different going on every day of the week. 98.1 FM to the Sports Animal.
We're still live in local Oklahoma.
I don't know if I can do a show now.
Stay with us.
Hello.
Call the Sports Animal and be a Johnny's Charcoal Broiler first-time caller.
Let's talk.
All first-time callers win a $25 credit on the free Johnny's app. Download the free app today. Johnny's, an OKC legend since 1971, with locations all over the metro.
To the phones.
You can always connect on our Lucky Star lines. They're wide open right now, 405-900-WWLS. You can text your comments to the Trade Pros Heat and Air Sports Animal Text Nation line. Simply opting in, text ANIMAL to 62582, and then boom, you're in. Anytime you want to comment, text your take to 62582. 98.1 FM, WWLS, the Sports Animal. All the phone lines are open. Al Eschbeck is taking your calls right now.
The Sports Animal.
98.1 FM, WWLS, the Sports Animal. All the phone lines are open. Al Eschbeck is taking your calls right now.
The Sports Animal Studios, powered by the OKC Thunder. Create your perfect lineup. Build your custom Thunder ticket membership plan for the 2022-23 season today. Visit OKCThunder.com/start now.
I look at all the lovely people. Mix up the rice in the
I tell you, Tony, that's a great bumper song. Not a good bumper song. That's a great bumper song.
It starts off pretty hard, but yeah, it settles in. I like it. It's good.
Yeah, thank you. I was going to say something to you. Guess who got two front teeth now?
But you got it fixed?
No, one's a temporary.
Well, at least it's fixed somewhat. There's a band.
Yeah, I got a tooth there.
Yeah.
I got to get a root canal.
How did you feel walking around without a tooth in the front of your head?
This is crazy, Tony. Okay. It happened Sunday. Yeah, Sunday. No, Monday morning. So, on the plane back, it was really tough. And then Monday night, got back and went to have pizza. One of my sons and his wife, and I. After that, I didn't realize I was missing a tooth.
So you were just smiling around and.
No, I didn't say that. Eating.
Okay. Didn't know. If you were jovial and having a great time and didn't realize you.
No, I was half jovial, but I wasn't. No, I don't. So.
The point I'm getting at is a little bit uncomfortable to not have a tooth there. I would have been really mortified.
It was weird. Then you don't think about it.
Yeah, but I would have been mortified. I look awful.
Well, at times I thought, okay, I don't want people to know I'm from Arkansas, okay?
Okay.
I got to find out how long this temporary tooth is good for. I don't even know it's temporary. I mean, you figure it. I mean, it feels like a real tooth. Looks like a real tooth.
But it is not.
No, it's not. I got to have a root canal.
Hmm. I never have had a root canal, believe it or not. Never.
I have.
They awful?
No, didn't bother me. I know some people did, but it's one of those things that I had it in the morning and went to work.
Man, call Jim the Warrior.
The what?
We call Jim the Warrior.
You Why, Jim's time. Out all the time.
But you coming to work? This is a term of endearment here.
Hey, I had a hernia operation in work that day.
So that's what I'm telling you. You would need the title of Warrior.
And one of the reasons I did it was Jim had me convinced I wouldn't be working for a week. And this was great. This is a great story. So I have the hernia operation, right? In the morning. And Dax Davis was our program director then. So this is about 10 o'clock in the morning. I call Dax and I go, hey, and I made this voice, Tony. Hey, Dax, how you doing? I'm on some drugs right now, but I just want to tell you, I'm going to work this afternoon. So, fine. He freaked, dude. He freaked.
I can only imagine, Dax Davis.
He freaked big time. Then I just started laughing. I love doing stuff like that.
Especially with Dax. Dax was a little
especially
high
with Dax, yeah.
Once in a while.
Yeah. Especially with Dax. So, I wonder how with these temporary things. I have to call my Dr. Stollenberg. He does a great job. I'm going to call Doc Stollenberg on Monday and see how long this thing. They probably know they're going to tell me, go get this thing done right away. Go get the thing done right away. I feel pretty, pretty good, though, right now. Okay, let's get the phones. Todd, you're up, Todd. Talk to me, please.
Well, how are you doing today, sir?
My Ty, how are you doing?
Good, big guy. I got a question for you. Our quarterback, Gabriel, him being a left-hander, throwing that ball out of the left-hand side, is that going to help? I mean, I don't know if it's a dumb question, but in the same breath, him slinging that ball on the left side, I think it'll open it up a lot more for the running backs and stuff, running those wheel routes. What do you think on that?
No, I never heard a coach say anything in that way. So I would probably say no. I would think maybe I'm right or wrong, but if I'm a defensive back or a linebacker, I think maybe watching somebody throwing left hand that might be different for you, right?
Yeah. I can dig that, man. I'm stoked on him seeing that ball flung around from that left side. I haven't seen too many quarterbacks, it seems like, in years at OU having a left-handed quarterback.
Josh Heupel.
Besides, that's the only one, obviously. Yeah. And it was those passes he used to throw were beautiful out there. And I can't wait to see this next guy, left-handed Gabriel, pull out and start throwing.
Well, he's the key. If Oklahoma is going to be elite, he's going to be really good. Okay, so that is going to be the key this year. And my thoughts is that under Lebby's system, he'll be a system quarterback that he'll be very good. Okay, that's my guess, preseason guess.
Well, good, bud. Hey, Al, okay? I appreciate it, buddy. You have a great evening.
Hey, take care. See ya. 405-900 WLS. Call. They're open. Call. Wait, are we going to need interesting text?
As far as interesting, let's see. Oh, yeah, they were just confirming your Mount Rainier cherries are yellow and red. Those are the ones I was telling
you. Okay, yeah, you told me that's where they were from, Mount Rainier in Washington.
Yeah, they're good, too.
Okay, I'm going to, you know my love for fruit.
Yes, I do. Cherries especially. Can you believe a couple of days ago that the Bengals were actually worse odds to win the Super Bowl than the Cowboys, I guess?
You know what? If I'm Taylor coaching them, I'm going, we're getting no respect. We're pulling the Rondy Dangerfield thing right now. We get no respect, right?
That's it. I guess Vegas realized what was going on and moved them from 22-1 to 19-1.
God help me. That is just... It's no respect. I can't sum it up in no other way. Which I want to hear a little Rodney Dangerfield now, please. Talking about no respect. One of the great one-line comedians. Well, I think he is the greatest one-line comedian of all time. No doubt about that.
I'm trying to find the perfect one here. Let's see.
Okay. I like perfect. I really do.
This one's from 83. I think this is Carson's show.
Okay, let me hear. Yeah, we know if it's on Carson, it's going to be clean.
Well, I don't know. He looks like he's... that's his stand-up.
Yeah, you're not going to say anything bad on Carson. If Carson can play it back then, we can play it on the radio.
Right. Here, let me just... this is his appearance here. It almost makes Carson fall out of his chair laughing.
Loves to perform because he loves audiences. And even at his own club in New York called Dangerfield, strangely enough, he still doesn't get any respect. But he'll be working at the Tropicana Hotel in Las Vegas for 6 weeks starting February the 17th. Rodney Dangerfield.
I'll tell you, I'm all right now. Last week, I was in rough shape, though, you know? My wife's father, he moved in with us. Has an electronic pacemaker. Every time he sneezes, the garage door opens. I saw my dentist, too, last week. Another beauty. I said to him, Doc, look at my teeth. They're all getting yellow. He told me to wear a brown necktie. I'll tell you, last week was a rough week for me. I broke up my psychiatrist, too. He told me I'm going crazy. I said to him, if you don't mind, I'd like a second opinion. He said, all right, you're ugly too. And then he told me to lay on the couch, face down. No, I tell you, on Halloween, that's when I know I'm ugly. I open the front door, kids give me candy. And girls, they don't like my looks either. Well, the other day, a girl was driving a one-way street. I yelled out, one way. She yelled back, no way. I don't know. I tell you, since I'm a kid, nobody wants me around, you know? I mean, the time I asked my old man, how can I get my kite in the air? He told me to run off a cliff. He did a lot of things, my old man. Well, once on my birthday, he gave me a dartboard with automatic return. And my mother, too, she never breastfed me. She told me she liked me as a friend.
He was great, man. He was.
Is that not unbelievable stuff there, Tony? I mean, that is as funny as it gets.
Could keep going for an hour or two. Just keep going.
Oh, my God. That is... I wonder who wrote his stuff. You think he wrote it himself?
He probably had a bunch
of different writers, right?
He probably did, but I sure want to believe that he wrote it all.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. That is just classic Rodney Dangerfield. My God. And that's why, you know, the people in Caddyshack, what a diverse crew that they had on and actors. You know, him and the dude, Ted Baxter, and Chevy Chase, and Bill Murray, and...
That was just beautiful that they built in the... Between he and Al... It was Al Cervic and the judge. There was this contention between them two.
I just love that.
It was just beautiful.
It was... That is just some brilliant stuff right there. I mean, that you know what I did too on vacation? I'm on YouTube. I'm watching a lot of clips. I'm watching a lot of Rickles clips.
Whether
he was on with Letterman or I tell you what, Tony, you know who was really a good interviewer? I saw a couple of clips. It was Janis Joplin's last interview she was on with Dick Cavett. Oh, my God.
Yeah, Dick Cavett, he was just great.
Great. You need to watch his George Harrison one. It is unbelievable.
He was good friends
you,
with
I'm
Muhammad.
Not even going to tell you about it. It was unbelievable. And the last interview with Janis Joplin, she talks about high school, where they hated it and everything down at the... Port Arthur, Texas, where Jimmy Johnson was a classmate, but both watched the Harrison one, and he had one with Lennon, but the Harrison one, and then with Janis Joplin. I mean, and I tell you what, he did a great job of interviewing. I talked to my class about great sports people. I interviewed Costas, is one of the best of all time, and... I thought Cosell was really good, where you're not the star of the interview. And Cavett, I forgot how good Cabot was of interviewing people.
So we talked about this a while back, and I told you there's a documentary on HBO Max, and I can't believe you didn't see this. You need to watch it after you finish your Ali documentary. It's called Ali and Cavett, The Tale of the Tapes. It's an hour and 36,
really?
And it's, you know, he was like a regular on Dick Cavett's show.
And you know what? I saw some clips of him on Cavett, too. Because that's another one. I watched a lot of Ali interviews while I was there on that.
He showed up on his show a lot, and they had a great rapport. They had a great relationship.
You know why? I think a lot of people respected Dick Cavett.
Yeah, I think he told the truth. He wasn't like a showman type guy.
And they trusted him.
That's it.
He wasn't a showman. That's exactly right. Yeah. No, I have watched some of the Ali thing with Cavett, and because I love the Ali stuff with Cosell.
Oh, that's great stuff, too.
I can't get enough of that stuff. I mean, that is just as good as it gets. We're going to come back. One more segment at the Lucky Star. Come on out. Win some money. Have some fun. Spectacular out here what they do every different day of the week. Lucky Star in Concho. 98.1 FM to the Sports Animal.
We're still live in local Oklahoma. More of Al Eschbach.
Call and we'll talk.
Is next. The Morning Animal.
Morning Animal. You go to that makeup place, I forget what it's called, over by Penn Square Mall.
Ulta?
Yes.
Trust me, I know.
I'm going to tell you something.
I've had to go in there for TV makeup, folks, so don't at me.
From the Trade Pros Heat and Air Tex Nation line, Curtis, is there a brand of lip gloss you could recommend?
There was no text that quickly.
The Morning Animals, weekday mornings, 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. WWLS Podcast.
Hi, this is Julie Traber, and have you checked out our new podcast with my husband, Jim Traber? We have a great time talking about family, marriage, recipes, travel, sports, and so much more. Listen now at thesportsanimal.com and make sure to subscribe to the Julie and Jim Traber Podcast or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Julie and Jim Traber Podcast is proudly sponsored by Rob's Ranch, on demand and on your time. Listen now at thesportsanimal.com.
Here's a Lucky Star. People getting lucky, winning a lot of money. Okay, you got some text there?
I do.
What you got?
This particular person says, and this is great that somebody still knows that this exists. He says, can I hear the Wasp audio? You know what the Wasp audio is?
Yeah. When I got stung.
It's about these two different Chicago gangs.
I think you were going to tell me that you just got stung, but you held it in nicely. I doubt that Al saw Rodney Dangerfield in Natural Born Killers.
I don't know if I have, Tony. Obviously, it was a drama, huh?
Yeah, it's different.
No, I have not seen him in that.
Jacob Johnson should be committing tomorrow. Do you think they'll put him in at defensive back instead of wide
receiver? I think he's going to be a defensive back. Got great size. A great athlete at a Mustang. I said his dad, Malcolm, tremendous player for Billy Tubbs at TCU basketball-wise. So from an athletic family, this kid, a four-star kid, I think, you know, he's one though at times they could use at receiver. I kind of think he will be a defensive back.
Here's the last one. The name's Eschbach. Al Eschbach, international man of missing teeth. Glad you're back, brother. Travis. Good thing it happened at the end of the vacation, right?
I was telling Dr. Stollenberger yesterday, Tony. That's exactly right.
It'd have been awful.
That's exactly right. I had ripped my teeth out, a tooth out another time before.
Really?
Yes. It wasn't a front tooth, though.
Oh, well, it sounds more painful. What were you doing?
I'm not going to tell you. Okay? I was trying to open something.
I would say a wine bottle.
No.
Okay.
A condom.
What?
Yeah.
And you broke your tooth out with a condom. What?
opening the package.
Oh, talk about a mood killer.
Yeah. No, I got it open, though. I lost my teeth, but...
Did you say anything, or did you just carry
no.
on?
No. You kind of embarrass yourself?
I love that. That's awesome. That's really good, man.
How could these... with that, that'll be my final comment of the week. I will be back at Monday at 4. Good night, Oklahoma.
Hit the road, Jack.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival. Featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.